Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Morning Connection podcast number 100. 100 days in a row, we've made this connection. Stimulating thoughts. Thoughts that lead to action. Actions that take us one step closer when we execute them on a continual basis, on a consistent basis, get us to the goals that we've taken the time to really define, to really think about. Thank you so much for following through with your commitment, your daily discipline, and listening to this Morning Connection podcast. And I really appreciate, and I'm flattered by the fact that you've taken time out of your day and you've listened to what I have to say. With so many coaches out there, so many gurus, so many people telling you how to live life, giving you instruction and strategies, so many websites, blogs, other podcasts, you've taken the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. Like I said, I will not let you down. 100 days in a row, we've connected in this manner. I learned a lot about myself in the last 100 days while I've been sharing all this information with you, and I want to talk about that a little bit later during this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Hey, that's what I do, right? One, after we've connected over these last 100 days, I turn the microphone off and I get to work on focusing on providing you with the highest quality sports nutrition products. I will not let you down there either. Thank you so much for your support, reciprocating the efforts that I've put into helping you build a better quality of life, sharing my knowledge, my experience, my successes, and a lot of my failures. Been very transparent about that in the last 100 days. We put together something that you can listen to over and over again, no matter what you're doing in life, no matter how successful you are, no matter if you're struggling, no matter what level you're at, whatever, however you describe it, you can listen to these podcasts over and over again, and no matter where you are in life, they can help you take your life, your experience, your efforts to a higher level. So use this as a resource. It's going to be on the internet. And also, let's keep this connection going. Click a link below, and you'll see that there is a special email list for Morning Connection. So I'm going to stay connected with you first thing in the morning in your email box. I'll stimulate thought through an email, maybe an audio clip from some of the things that we talked about over these last 100 days, so we can keep this ritual going. I know that you see the power in investing this time in yourself and thinking about your life with all the distractions that you've got going on, all the responsibilities. Sharpening the saw, taking this time to really think about you and your life, the power in that, and how much that's helped you over the last 100 days. So make sure that you stay connected with me and sign up for the Morning Connection email newsletter. So over the last 9 podcasts, we've been talking about the best lessons in life that I've learned. The lessons that I've learned through not just being so brilliant and deciding on something and moving forward and being successful, I would say none of the lessons that I've learned happen in that manner. They start off with a lot of passion and desire and focus, and then I made a ton of mistakes along the way. Maybe I had a good heart, good intentions, and I wasn't able to put it together, but because I had that determination, that desire, and that mental and emotional flexibility, I found a way to make it work. In addition to these 10 best life lessons that I've learned, I'm continuing to learn from them. I'm continuing to take all these life lessons to higher and higher levels. You know, one of the great benefits of my one-on-one coaching that I do every single week in 3, 6, and 12-month period of time with very committed people, just like you, not just trying to take their bodybuilding training efforts to the next level. All areas of their life, this Morning Connections podcast stuff, we apply it every single week in one half-hour phone consultations, weekly coaching. One of the greatest benefits is that we record every call. And all of my clients, my students, they have the opportunity to create a log in their computer and date every single phone consultation that we have. And it's just great for reference later on. It's really powerful because even 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, a year down the line, 3 months, 3 years down the line, they can go back and listen to these audio files from our phone consultations. And even though they're at a higher level at that point, the same lessons come up over and over again, no matter what level you are in life. And they continue to learn from the work that we've done, again, 3, 6, 12 months, 3 years before. And I bring that up because the work that we put together, the time that we spent together in this Morning Connection podcast, you can listen to these podcasts over and over and over again and continue to learn and continue to take your life to higher and higher levels. So skiplacour.com, if you're listening to these on iTunes, or bodybuilding.com, bookmark skiplacour.com and take yourself through all these Morning Connection podcasts over and over again. And at the very least, go through the top 10 life lessons that I've learned as a refresher and really think about how you can apply my life lessons to your life and learn from my experience, my pain, my suffering, my ups, downs, and all arounds. And that's my purpose. It's to have you benefit from my life experience so you don't have to go through all the pain that I've gone through to get to where I am now and where I will go in the future. My goal is to get you to where you want to go in life sooner rather than later. And if it's something that I've said during one of these podcasts that help you do that, man, mission accomplished for me. That's my mission. That's my goal. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Let me know how much these Morning Connection podcasts are making that impact on you. Let me know. Let me know that my mission is accomplished, and I am so interested. I am so interested in your success. So please share it with me. And again, that's my gift to you. And again, it's for all your tremendous support for all these years. With Mass Machine Nutrition, with my information products, to all my Results University students, for all of my one-on-one coaching students, all of you who have taken the time to listen to me, that's my gift to you. So let's talk about these life lessons that I've learned. Let's review. In Morning Connection podcast number 91, number 10, as I work towards number 1, number 10 of my best life lessons learned was you must get in close proximity to the level of success that you really want. Right? You got to get around those people. You got to actually step into those experiences. And again, that was in Morning Connection podcast number 91. In Morning Connection podcast number 92, lesson number 9, when you really become the great person you say you are, you will magically start being in the company of great people just like you. Birds of a feather flock together, a great sign that you're actually doing, and it's not just great intentions or you have a lot of potential, you're actually executing and being productive and effective with everything that you're doing, is when you notice that you're really hanging around outstanding people, the kind of person you want to become. When you find yourself in that company, then you know what you're doing is effective. And if you aren't in a company of great people yet, you need to look at what you're doing and make sure that you just, again, don't have good intentions, that you're working hard, that you're actually being effective in what you do. So if you look around and you don't see people, the quality of people in your life that you want, look at yourself and your strategies and what you're doing. Maybe you aren't that great person yet, and that's okay. We're all working towards becoming better people. That may be an indicator that your strategies may not be working yet, right? In Morning Connection podcast number 93, lesson number 8, take on as much stress as humanly possible, as often as possible, to create the life that you really want. You can't sit back and wait till you're mentally and emotionally ready, and then you'll accomplish all these great things. And you can't step away when things in life get stressful, right? You have to learn how to just jump in there, take on that stress, get stronger, building muscle, that stress muscle. You just get better and better the more stress you take on, and that's how you attack. And the more stress you can take on, and soon you won't even see it as stress because you become so strong and so powerful. You know, that's how you get through the process. You don't wait until you're ready, right? You will step up and perform. In Morning Connection Podcast number 94, if people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a long, hard look at yourself first. And that was one of my best life lessons, number 7. Right? So a lot of people complain about the people around them, how they're treating them. Oh, that isn't in your control. Most of it is in your control. The things that aren't in your control with other people, well, we won't worry about those things, but you do have a lot more control on setting frames and standards for the people, how they treat you. You have a lot more control of that than you might believe. And when you put that standard on yourself, you accept that to be the truth, you'll find out that people will just start treating you a lot better. And it's not because they just decided to. It's because how you set up the game, how you set up the frame, how you set up the boundaries, right? So you can't be blaming other people. You got to take a good, hard look at yourself first. In the Morning Connection Podcast, number 95. Best life lesson number 6. Balance in life can only be determined by you and must be measured in longer time periods. Right? Everybody talks about balance in life. Balance in life. You got to have balance in life. And what does that mean? Everybody has different values and different goals, and different priorities, different standards, different levels of success. How can there be this universal definition? Balance. You got to determine that for yourself. Even people who really care about you and really love you, you know, they can't step into your life and know everything that turns you on and doesn't turn you on. It's to make those decisions for you. And sometimes you might feel that pressure. You got to stay strong. You got to really think about that and make that determination for yourself, what balance is for you. And the second part of that is, it's got to be measured in longer periods of time. You may not have balance on a day-to-day or week-to-week or even month-to-month basis. You might have to really focus in for months, 6 months, and then you develop a certain level of mastery. You know, then you don't have to put as much focus on it, but you have that skill set, that mindset, that habit that you can take with you forever, and then you concentrate on something else. Those time frames, you might be imbalanced for a year in one area and then imbalanced the next year in another area. Year number 3, imbalanced because you're focusing on another area of your life. But then in year 4, with all that skill set, you can balance it all out. You have to think about it in longer periods of time, right? In Morning Connection Podcast number 96, best lesson, life lesson number 5. Consider how you evaluate risk if you aren't getting the results in life that you really want, right? It's really true. The greater the risk you take in life, the greater rewards. Also, the greater possibility of failure, disappointment, heartache. But you have to play the game. The challenge is that most people, without thinking, they think all the risks that they do take are intelligent ones, and the risks that they don't take are silly, stupid, foolish, right? You have to come up with your own determination, right, of what risks are and what they aren't. And that's fine. I can't tell you, no one can tell you what risk you should and shouldn't take. What you need to do, though, if you are working hard, you think you're being effective, you think you're taking risk, it's just not, and you've given it enough time, it's just that doesn't matter what you do, you're not achieving that level of success that you really want in life. It's a pretty high level, but just not the level that you want, right? Other people might say it's great, right? When that happens, you may need to evaluate risk. Are you evaluating them correctly for your situation, right? For the level of success that you really want. Morning Connection podcast number 97. My best life lesson number 4 is real happiness comes from appreciating the awesome person you become while earning and accomplishing the things, not the things, right? And things don't necessarily have to be material things. They can be, I don't know, a championship, an experience, a feeling. And the best feelings, the best experiences, the best material things in life, many times there's a long road and a long process, ups, downs, and all arounds before you actually get there. You know, it takes a lot of skill set for you to get there, right? A lot of qualities, characteristics, and actions that you really have earned those things, those experiences, right? That only a great person, they're reserved for people who really step up and actually do and execute. Man, the person you have become to become that 1 out of 9, right? 1 out of 10, that select few to accomplish those things, and you've developed a certain set of skills, a certain way of thinking that makes you unique and special. So that's the key that you need to focus in on, right? You can't wait, because sometimes if it's a really ambitious goal, it may take 3, 4, 5 years. You can't have the signal to yourself, the indicator that now you can be happy, now you can be fulfilled, only when it's accomplished. Because then you're going to find out those things didn't necessarily bring you the happiness. Now, you need to drive for them. You need to set those goals, right? That's what gets you to become, to stay up that extra couple hours at night, get up earlier in the morning, to step up and make commitments when you don't know how you're going to actually fulfill those commitments, right? You need to have those ambitious goals, right? But it's not when you achieve the goals. It's the person you become, right? You know, it's so funny. There are people, a lot of guys, you know about my Man Formation program and how I'm really into the mindset of guys. By the way, got a comment on my Facebook page on a woman, Lisa Maroney. She said, well, she bought the Man Formation program, and it just gave her insight not only into the way she thinks, even though she's a woman, also how she can go about her day-to-day. She's at a male-dominated job. She's a firefighter, right? And it really gave her insight on how men think, their fears, their expectations, how they look at the world. And it really, you know, helped her. So I talk a lot about guys in the Man Formation program, and a lot of men who are challenged financially, right? They haven't put a lot of effort or focus into making money, let's say, right? And they all see these guys that they don't think they're very attractive. They don't have the body. They don't work out or whatever. And they have this beautiful, smart woman with them. And they say, oh my God, you know, look, that girl just likes money. That guy would never have that girl if he didn't have all that money. Let me just tell you something. You know, that's what, again, that's what the 9 guys think, right? You want to be that 1 out of 10 who really succeeds and really knows how to be happy, right? Let me give you a little clue if that's the way that you've been thinking. It's easy to say that that woman is after him because of his money. You know, tying in with this lesson, all right? Lesson number 4, the person that he's become. Look, money doesn't grow on trees, right? They don't give money away. You know how hard you work for money, accumulating and saving it, right? It doesn't come easily, right? It takes an exceptional person, mentally, emotionally, flexible, determined, tenacious, right? There's a certain level of intelligence, right? Streetwise, right? To earn that money, right? And to manage it, right? That's a certain person, at least the 1 out of 10, right? It's the person that wealthy person has become to earn that money, right? A lot of times that is what the woman is attracted to. He is unique. He's different. He's the one out of 10, if not, you know, even a more select group who has become the type of person to earn that kind of wealth. And it comes with a certain swagger, look at the world, confidence. That's what the woman is attracted to, not the dollars and cents and the money. So again, that's some next level thinking for all of my Manformation students, right? And I know you guys can challenge that. Again, just something to consider. We know what the nine think. We know what the popular way of thinking is. You know, all of this, everything that I share with you in these Morning Connection podcasts and everything I do is to give you next level strategies, how the one think, not what the masses think with all the likes and the shares on Facebook. All right, so just something to think about there, a little lesson within as I count down these lessons. Morning Connection podcast number 98, lesson number 3. You don't always have to make other people wrong in order for you to be right. Talked about that again in Morning Connection podcast number 98. Many people, as they develop their certainty and confidence to push forward, keep on keeping on, to figure out this game, this challenge, this puzzle in life, you know, they have to be certain what they do, that it is quote unquote right. Well, there's many different ways to go about life, not just one way. And I'll tell you something, you're going to have a hard time with other people, which is an important part of you getting what you really want in life, to achieve things and be fulfilled, is to get the help of other people and create win-win situations. You know, if you spend a lot of time making other people right because that makes you feel more certain about the way you're going about life, the way you're thinking and taking action is right, you got to make them wrong, you're going to have a lot of other challenges, that short-term satisfaction, that short-term certainty and confidence that you gain by making other people wrong, it's going to run into a whole lot of challenges later on. You know, have your values, have your standards, have your beliefs about the way life should be lived, but don't block it in. I see so many times, I'll look on Facebook or Instagram, and you got some 25-year-old guy, you know, telling everybody how the way they should look at how they go for their dreams and how they shouldn't go for it, and that's rational. And you know what? That's his perspective of the world. That's what he believes. My belief is, you know, I can't tell you what to go for, what to dream about, how ambitious your goal should be, what's rational, what's not rational, like this gentleman in his 25 years of life experience preached to the people on his Facebook page, which, again, he's more than entitled to do whatever he wants to do. But my goal is, if you're young and impressionable, don't just buy into what people say. They're coming from their own world, their own experiences, their own setbacks and successes. They may or may not apply to you, right? My thing is, you go for your dreams, you know, you step up, you push yourself, you go through all the angst, all the pain, all the success, failures, ups and downs. You're going to learn so much about yourself, even if you never achieve that dream that you set out for. You'll become such a stronger person. And if you're mentally and emotionally flexible enough, you can parlay that to something else in life that you would have never discovered that about yourself, those qualities and characteristics, that power within yourself. You would have never figured it out if you didn't push yourself at such a high level. Regardless if your dream was silly or stupid or somebody else is telling you that you're irrational for living your life that way, right? You know, I can look at this gentleman who I'm talking about, I'm thinking about his post. I mean, I can easily make a case that he shouldn't even be doing what he's doing, right? That, you know, it's in bodybuilding and training, right? And he's basically talking about how, you know, you got to do this for fun, and when you don't enjoy it and there's only so many capabilities, you got to measure your losses and what you can really get out of it. You know, I can make a strong case that that guy should have never stepped on a bodybuilding stage. I mean, his genetics, in my opinion, very, very poor. Very, very poor. That the tremendous effort that it takes to enter a bodybuilding contest, whether you enjoy it or not, it's an investment of time, energy, and effort that you could have been putting somewhere else to develop the level of physique that he did. You know, I can make a strong argument that all that time that he spent, all the time that he has developed this confidence to have a Facebook page, to preach to the world, right, that he should have never gone on that journey. He should have taken up something else rather than bodybuilding, right? I would never do that, though. You know, the level of confidence and the skill set. Maybe he's come to a point where he's topped out. Now he's got to make that decision, right? And that's what works for him. But you can't put those limits on other people. You know, I would never tell him, you know what? All the time you put into this, you've wasted it. You know, you should have come to me and looked up my Facebook page so I could have told you never go on this journey. Never push it as far as you did. And, you know, he's telling people how far they should push their dreams. Again, it's the person you become. It's not always the end result, right? So I tell you that because, you know, it's what I'm saying is that, you know, if you go about life saying the way he's going about it, she's going about it is wrong, and now I'm going to tell you the right way to live, right? That's your opinion. That's your belief. That's great. But keep it within yourself. For you to be right, you don't have to look at everybody else and make them wrong. Again, short term, whatever we're talking about at this particular moment, that may make you feel good. That may work with your story. But I'll tell you that you extrapolate that to other areas of life, you're going to have a real hard time, you know, developing that belief system that there is one way to live life. And because I've determined what's right, that makes other ways that other people choose to live life wrong, right? So you don't have to do that. You don't have to make other people wrong. In Morning Connection Podcast, number 99, best life lesson number 2. You need the help of other people to succeed at the highest level, and you are strong enough to bounce back from any break in trust. You know, this could have very easily been my best life lesson number 1. And you need other people. And it doesn't matter if other people have let you down in the past. Maybe it's because you didn't choose the right people. Maybe you didn't go on your journey of developing that skill set. Now, here I am. If you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast over the last 100 days, I've shared, you know, a lot of my life experience. We've spent these 100 days together. You know, there's most mornings I've got up just enthusiastic, extremely passionate, ready to stand and deliver for you, right? But if you really could, you know, listen to the intonation in my voice, the energy, the feel, I wasn't like a 10. Every single podcast for the last 100 days, the last 3 months that we've spent together. Man, I've got a lot of other responsibilities going on. I took on this responsibility. I want to talk about, you know, the life lessons that I've learned just from doing this podcast with you for the last 100 days. You know, if you go back, you know, I didn't even want to start this podcast until after my daughter Brooklyn was born because of this fear I had inside that what if something goes wrong? If you go back to the earlier podcast, my wife had some challenges in the latter part of the pregnancy that turned out to be just one stage and it was no big deal, but it was a really big deal to us. Caused a lot of stress. And I shared all that experience with you. I was going through the real challenges of life. My daughter was born going through these last 100 days. And there were some challenges. If you go back when she was born, she wasn't breathing when she was born. And one of the things I was thinking was, I started this Morning Connection podcast where I said I was going to share my life and my journey with you. And you know what immediately went through my head, in addition to being concerned for my daughter and my wife, was, oh my God, this is exactly what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to step up just in case something went wrong. And one of the millions of thoughts that was going through my head while they were getting her to breathe was, man, I got to get on this microphone because I do what I say. I said I was going to do these podcasts and I have to share this with you. And one of the reasons why I didn't want to start the podcast was just in case something happened. And because I realized at the time my mental and emotional conditioning over all this time, and we say, I can't live my life that way out of fear of what might happen. So I said, if I think it, I must do it. And so I start the podcast, and I've been going through, there's been challenges, ups, downs, and all arounds. But because I made this commitment to you, you know, I have to, you know, follow through. It wasn't easy for me every step of the way. But because I made that commitment to you, you know, here we are, right? So I'm the type of person that I've demonstrated over these last 100 days who's going to do what he says, right? I'm not the only person on the planet like this. I'm not. You know, you're the type of person who would be listening to this Morning Connection podcast now and any one of these 100 Morning Connection podcasts if you joined into the process late. Man, it's a skill set to determine the type of people you want to surround yourself. There are more people in the world like me. There are these 7 billion people on the planet. Your job is to find more people like me who do what they say, who you can put your faith and trust in, right? Who are going to push themselves a little bit harder, you know, even if, you know, if you really think, if you really listen back to some of these podcasts, you'll hear my wife, Ashley, moaning in pain for the week of labor that she was in at times, right? Surround yourself with people who will push through it, who will find a way, no matter what the challenges that they're going through, will find a way to follow through if that's possible. You know, people are going to let you down sometimes. People, it isn't because they're bad people. Other things come along. You know, I'll tell you something. If my wife really had a problem, I wouldn't have been able to fulfill my commitment of doing these Morning Connection podcasts every morning, right? But there are people who are going to do their best or die trying, right? And like I said, I'm not the only person like that. So find people like me in your life. All you need are 5, 6, 7 of them, right? You can build that trust. It's so important to your success to surround yourself. You can't do it alone. You can only go to a certain level all by yourself. And that's what I learned. I talked about it in the podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 99, that, you know, I just felt for what I really wanted to do with my life. And all the goals and dreams and how hard I was willing to work just wasn't coming. It wasn't coming at the level or as quickly as it went. I had to find a way and to make it work, see what I wasn't doing right. It had nothing to do with my good intentions, which we'll talk about, my thoughts, my beliefs, my potential, what I used to say that I would do, or even what I knew, the level of knowledge. It wasn't about that. And for me, it was this key about other people. It made me think about, you know, my level of trust for other people, how that was formed, and how to work around all that. So hopefully, you know, maybe I started the process with you, how important that is. So you go on the journey of the skill set of finding people in your life who will really come through. And it doesn't matter if people have broken your trust in the past. You know, I had a mentor that used to say that just because you had a bad meal that made you sick, made you throw up, you didn't stop eating, did you? Right? Maybe it took you a couple of days to get your stomach back, but you continue to eat because it's that important to life, right? You have to eat, right? Well, that's what you need to understand is that your involvement, you being able to discriminate, find good people in your life, put your faith and trust in them, that's what you need. You just like eating. You need to put this much importance on it. You need to develop the skill set. It's just like eating. If you want that level of success, happiness, and fulfillment, connection, you know, who cares if you had a bad meal in the past? You got to continue to eat. Who cares if people broke your trust, you know, in the past? You have to develop the skill set to be more discriminating, but you can't just only depend on yourself. That was that life lesson that I had, you know, and just like you're not going to go to that crappy restaurant or whatever, you know, the foods that make you sick. Right? You became smarter in the process, right? You didn't just stop eating, right? So, you know, if you've had people who have let you down, it's not just people in general. You know, maybe you need to know what foods you can and can't eat or what restaurants you should and shouldn't eat in, right? Because it's that important. You know, you need to find the people in your life who you can really trust who are really going to come through. And, you know, I know that I've proven myself to be that kind of person. And that's, you know, a big part of why I've even done this One Connection podcast, is because, you know, I want you to invest in Mass Machine Nutrition. I want you to invest in my bodybuilding and training information products if that's what you're looking to improve in your life. All right. If you are looking for these type of skills, you want to have more confidence, my man, information products. I mean, I put a lot of heart, energy, and effort. Hell, if I'm doing this for free, just think what I have to offer with the products and services that I ask you to make a financial investment in, right? So now you know who you're dealing with when you buy Mass Machine Nutrition supplements. When you invest, you click the link, you click the button to check out for information products that you need to take your life to the next level. You now know at a greater level over these last 100 podcasts who you're dealing with. Now, that's the purpose of all of this. You know, it's not just because I love it, I'm passionate about it, and I have this sincere desire to help you. It's also, you know, a business decision for me. And I encourage you to think the same way. You have to create win-win situations in life, not just give, 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 give. You have to always consider what's the highest and best use of your time to inch toward the quality of life that you really, really want. You're strong enough. You're strong enough to bounce back. Someone does break your trust. You'll just learn from that and become more discriminating. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Be more selective of the people you bring into your life, and you'll be better at all those skill sets on managing the frames of those relationships, right? Just don't just try to do it by yourself. Don't think like many people in this bodybuilding and training world. What attracted them to this bodybuilding and training world was that they only had to depend on themselves, you know, for their success, for their development, go to the gym, eat their meals. You know, they didn't have to depend on a lot of people, and they see that as success. I'll tell you something, that feels good now. It's not a good strategy to win at the highest quality in life. And that could easily be number one in my best life lessons learned. So here we are on Morning Connection Podcast 100. So this is what I've determined to be at this stage of my life, my number one best life lesson learned. And that's, it's not your intentions, thoughts, beliefs, potential, or what you say and know that defined you. It's what you actually do and don't do. All right. So my best life lesson learned, at least this far in life, is it's not your intentions, thoughts, beliefs, potential, or what you say and know that define you. It's what you actually do and don't do. So let me tell you why this is so important to me, and why coming to this realization really helped me, you know, manage my short-term thoughts and emotions, right? As well as my long-term thoughts and emotions. You know, Zig Ziglar, mentor of mine, used to say, the tougher you are on yourself, the easier life gets for you, right? And so the challenge is that many times people they're not tough enough on themselves. You know, how they set the game and their game up in their head, it's easy to win. It's easy to feel good, right? It's a short-term fix, right? They feel good. It's like that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It fills you up, tastes pretty good, right? But you say you want to have that magnificent life, fulfillment, accomplishments, experiences, that Thanksgiving dinner, but that hunger and that drive has been diminished because you've been eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. See, there's a lot of things that people do in their head that make them feel too good. They're peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that really compromise, really threaten their long-term success and happiness. And that's that they have good intentions. They're a good person. They have all these thoughts, you know, good thoughts, you know, good energy sending out to the universe or whatever, however, whatever they think about all that. Their beliefs. This is right and this is wrong. See what a strong person I am. I have these beliefs. I'm strong in my beliefs and I'll tell you about my beliefs. Or, you know, this is one with me when I was a younger man. And I'll talk about this in more depth, is I have the potential. Everybody says I have the potential. Right? That makes me feel real good that people believe in me. Right? Or what you say. You know, what you say, you know the game. You know what's interesting as I talk about that is I talked about with my one-on-one coaching, weekly coaching, how each student, each client that I help to get the recording of our session, right? Well, I've had coaching in the past, and I've talked about, you know, that session that I had 5 years ago. And, you know, I talk the talk, right? I would say a lot of things that made a lot of sense. I mean, probably many of the things that I've been talking to you over these last, you know, 100 Morning Connection podcast, many of the things definitely that I've been saying with my top 10 lessons learned, right? I've been saying these things. I know these things, right? But me actually accomplishing those things, I was saying the same things with the same amount of certainty and confidence. Well, maybe not exactly, but I knew what I was talking about back then. And in many areas of my life, finding the woman of my dreams, this stability and comfort and love that I've developed with my wife happened since that time period. We have a daughter, a family, and, you know, not just checking off a list. It's at the level that I always wanted. I had to become the person to attract that and then nurture it and maintain that in my life. You know, the type of father I have this chance to be. Mass Machine Nutrition was a dream, like I talked about, for many, many years before I actually took action, put myself through the process, took the time, the stress, the financial investment, all the mental and emotional flexibility to be in this position now for 4 years with Mass Machine Nutrition. All right. Those things have happened. I knew I could talk the talk. I could say the things. I knew what I had to do back then. And those things happened because I did know them, right? But there's the other side of that. There's a lot of other things that I talked about that I'm, you know, not all that much closer because I didn't focus on them. I didn't really make it a priority. So you can talk. It's not what you say. And it's not even what you know that define you. Right? I was not a successful supplement company entrepreneur owner providing Mass Machine Nutrition to the world yet, even though I knew how to think, talk, act, I had it back then. I was not in a loving, committed, married relationship with a family at that time, even though I knew what to say and what I knew. That didn't define me. What I knew, what I was able to say, because it was just talk. What I actually did, you know, find the woman to who I can be married to, committed to, love, nurture, have the family. That's what I actually do is made me that. Actually, you know, actually getting over whatever fears, anxiety, being tired from being a bodybuilder, start Mass Machine Nutrition. You know, that's what makes me the successful Mass Machine Nutrition company owner, right? And it's interesting I say successful. I mean, there's so many levels of success. See, in my mind, that's how I have to label myself now, right? No matter, there's always higher levels of success. Because trust me, you know, in any business, it's the grind, it's the lag time, it's the working, you know, there's always higher levels, right? I don't qualify myself as successful. That's just my self-talk going on that's going to get me to that level that I want, right? But the point is, I didn't have a supplement company. I was a sponsored bodybuilder for another company making chump change where the owner wouldn't even call me back after years of service to him, wouldn't return an email, wouldn't return a phone call, didn't even talk to him for the last year and a half. I mean, trying to reach out to him many times, making chump change, right? You know, feeling thankful for that chump change. And I've been with guy for like 10 years, wouldn't even return a phone call, wouldn't even return an email, right? That's what reality was at that time, regardless of what I said and what I did. Man, relationship after relationship, you know, at that time. So again, it didn't matter what I used to say or what I knew. Now I've become that person. That's all that matters. Right? That's what defines you. And again, It's not all those things. It's not your good intentions, your good thoughts, that you have strong beliefs one way or another, that you have potential, that you know what to say. You've learned all this stuff. You know this stuff. That doesn't define you. You have to have a higher standard. It's what you actually do and don't do. And when I learned that, and I started applying that to my life, everything changed. Now, again, the tougher you are on yourself, the easier life becomes. But, you know, you have to play that balance, right, where you got to be tough enough on yourself so you demand yourself to step up physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically with your time, your energy, your resources, getting other people. If you don't have those high standards, if you don't push yourself, you're not going to use all of your talents, right? We talk about deadlines all the time, right? So, but then you have to balance out between driving yourself crazy, you know, pushing yourself too hard that your whole life experience is miserable. You can't have that either, right? So there's this balance that you have to play and push yourself towards being tougher on yourself, you know, and then back down. Don't try to inch your way and only take on what you think you can handle. You can handle a lot more than you think you can. But it's what you actually do and what you don't do. Okay, I see this all the time in the bodybuilding training world. You have to understand this. And you know, I've been doing this. I've been viewing the bodies in the magazines, viewing myself in the mirror, other competitors, bodybuilding shows that I participated in, that I visited, that I was in the audience, that I was a guest poser at, you know, looking over the internet just as much as you for many, many years. It has a level of insight and experience that I can't always just put, you know, my finger on. It just comes, you know, through me, so to speak. That's, you know, just what experience brings. And so, you know, I see a guy, I can tell how heavy he trains, how hard he pushes himself. I can even tell things like, you know, how strict he is with his diet. Now, he may not think that. He may think he's doing everything he can, right? He thinks it may come down to genetics, not what he does and what he doesn't know, right? And I see that in the way he talks, the way he expresses himself. You know, there's one thing that you guys have to realize is that, you know, there are many of these bodybuilding and training coaches who are 22, 25 years old with 2, 3, 5 years experience. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things they're saying that, you know, if they look at their video 5 years from now, they're not going to agree with what they're saying or how they emphasize certain things. And they'll understand there's a lot more to success than just these black and white strategies, that they didn't communicate. They didn't have the experience to communicate that to you. They made it simpler than it had to be, or they made it a lot more difficult than it had to be, because they didn't pinpoint the nuances of success. Thing is, they can't go back and redo the video, but trust me, you know, I appreciate their passion and determination at stepping up and becoming a leader to share their view of the world at this point in time. It's just that, it's not that I don't agree with it 100%. It's that they're not going to agree with it 100% as little as 5 years from now, right? So something that time, experience. Well, the point is that they have this level of knowledge. But I'm telling you, I can just see it in their physique, level of body fat that you can see in their face, in their arms, you know, how they're breaking down certain things, that they know a lot, but they're not actually applying it. They may not know that yet, right? They may not know that yet, but they're, you know, not actually applying it. They're taking comfort, too much comfort, and a certain level of knowledge, that it's taking that hunger, that desire to just push themselves and actually follow through in the gym, right? And as I, you know, deliver my top 10 lessons or everything that I've shared with you, I keep that in mind for myself. I humbly tell you that all these lessons that I've learned have gotten me to this point in life, all these things that I'm thankful for, all the things that you know that I've accomplished that have drawn you to this Morning Connection podcast. But I'm going to have to understand everything that I'm saying at an even higher level to achieve that level of life that I really want. So that's why I say that I have respect for those guys, those, you know, coaches, those gurus, those young guys, because this is the first step. You have to get to this level, but there's more that comes with it to achieve higher and higher levels. So I'm not taking comfort right now in everything that I even know to this point. I got to keep the fire in my belly. I got to keep on pushing myself. Just because I can, you know, get on this Morning Connection podcast, I have a lot of interesting things to say and a lot of life experiences to share with you. My journey isn't over yet. I can't just say, well, look at it. Hey, you want to know who I am and what I'm all about? What I have to say, what I know, listen to those 100 Morning Connection podcasts. I don't think that way. I can't be satisfied because everything that I say, hell, I can listen to these Morning Connection podcasts over and over again. All right. 3 years from now, and I'll learn something from myself in the way that I thought about life that may or may not be true or may not be exactly true. Because at that time, what I hope to be is at a, just a magnificently outrageous level compared to where I am now, right? Continually growing. Just like when I listened to that coaching session 5 years ago. I'm at a lot higher level, right? Not to where I ultimately want to end up. I'm not giving myself high fives yet. Man, but I have very important areas of my life. Me saying and me knowing back then has led me here. Me saying and knowing everything that I'm sharing with you right now has, you know, gotten me here. But I'm gonna have to apply it at a higher level, right? So point is, it's not what those gurus, you know. It's not what they can say. It's not what you know or what you say. It's not what I know or what I say. It's what we actually become, what we actually do and don't do. That defines you. Don't fall prey. Don't get suckered by the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Just because you have good intentions, you have good thoughts, you have good beliefs, you're on the right side, everybody agrees with me, or however you rationalize it, don't define yourself by those things. It's what you actually do and don't do, the actual results. You know, that's what I talk about. You know, that's why I've named my bodybuilding and training course Results University. Because there are many ways to get from point A, where you're at right now, to where you really want to be. And that's B. Point B, the results that you really want, however you define it, right? The results are what's most important, not what you know, not what you say, not the process, it's the results. And that's what I promise you is results and Results University. Now, all little 25-year-old little gurus can, you know, pick apart other coaches' process, their strategies, you know, all the little details, right? And who knows, maybe they have a point on some things, maybe they don't. The bottom line is getting the results. You can't take comfort in all your strategies that you're doing it the right way if you don't have the results. Define yourself by what you do and don't do. You must immediately adopt that standard for your life. Don't fall for the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because you're a good person. And you have a good heart and good intention. Those are great things. That's a great start. But that isn't who defines you, right? Don't give yourself too much credit. Don't overvalue those traits. Do not overvalue those traits. You know, for me, I would say the biggest lesson that I learned over time, and you know what you learn a lot through pain, is that I remember back when I was 21 years old and I was working at the grocery store. And there was this one, you know, cosmetic woman. She was older, a lot older. I was 21. She was probably 45 or something. Oh, so old, right, for a 21-year-old, right? And she was very wise. That was just a job. She had her kids. It wasn't like her career, her life ambition to work at the grocery store. That was a job. She had a husband who was really successful. So this is just something for her to do. So she was around success. You know, her husband, she went through the whole journey of success. And she said to me, she pulled me aside, and she said, you know what? By the age of 40, you're going to be a multimillionaire. You just have that potential. I just remember, you know, I can see that moment in my mind. I can feel those feelings that I felt. Like, it meant so much that she felt from her life experience that I had that potential. And actually, it probably made me feel too good. Probably made me feel too good. Right? You know, I talked about that story is with my brother, when people would know he was related to me and they would compliment him on his genetics. It made him feel too good. He didn't have to work to develop his body. That was important to him. He just felt good by the statement made that he had good genetics, right? I have to admit that made me feel too good that someone who who I respected, who had been down that road and has actually achieved it, that they felt I had potential. It was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Man, I wish I would just spit out that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I would just find myself, yeah, that's nice, and I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to drive myself harder. You know, I have to have higher standards to actually do what you say, even though that potential is nice. And that's happened to me many times in many different things. I mean, right now, you know, I've got big players in this business really taking an interest in me and wanting to help me out because they see the potential of Mass Machine Nutrition. And I have to remember that painful lesson that I learned back then, how I, you know, potential doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean shit. It's what you do. What you don't do, you either make it or you don't. And I know that may seem like such a tough standard, right? Pushing yourself too hard. But again, the people who are toughest on themselves, they have the better, higher quality of life, and life becomes easier because of that. You know, you have to balance that, right? And so, man, potential doesn't mean anything to me anymore. My intentions don't mean anything to me anymore. You know, my thoughts and my beliefs, with my relationship with my wife, we talk about all the time. My standard is not how hard I work. And I tell you that should not be a standard, how you judge yourself being a hard worker. And actually, I really would encourage you just to throw that off the table, just like all these other things. Don't define yourself by being a hard worker. It should just be understood that you're a hard worker because, you know, you want the higher things in life, right? The best experiences, the best things in life, right? At higher level. You know, it's going to take hard work, no doubt about it. But again, that could be one of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches too, that I work so hard, right? You know, for me and my family, man, look, I've got plenty of references of working hard. Just do a Google search on the internet. Those articles, they just didn't happen. Days, if not weeks, to develop those concepts, those videos, all these things that you see for many, many years. A lot of hard work went into that. You know, it's understood that I'm a hard worker. If the bottom line is results, you know, I have to follow through. I have to make it work to provide for myself, right? So I don't just die with all this potential, but for my family. I have the responsibility for my family to come through, my family's family. I have some really ambitious goals. And, you know, I can't just be okay. I can't put too much value in being a hard worker. And neither can you. It's about results. And if you have that higher standard, so if you're going to just see, it may seem like a small distinction, but you'll see that everything will change. Right? You know, if you go back to the Morning Connection podcast where I had my wife, Carrie, and I introduced you to her, we had a conversation. And she said something like that. Well, yeah, you know, Skip, they don't know how much you fall through and all the challenges you face producing these podcasts and how hard you work or something like that. Right? And if you can think back, if you listen to that podcast, I said to her, you know what? That's all nice and you are comforting me because you love me, right? And you see it from a different angle than they do. But the bottom line is results. I either step up and produce the podcast like I said I was going to, not because I'm a hard worker or I had good intentions or, you know, it's just for free. Who cares if I let them down? I can't have those standards on myself. You know, she can feel that way towards me and tell me, well, you're such a hard worker. That's not what you expect from me. And because I had that standard, and, you know, I think we were referring to the fact that, you know, several times throughout these podcasts, I'd record and I'd be brilliant for, I don't know, 10 or 12 minutes, maybe the whole podcast. And then I looked down and the recording system didn't work. And after cussing and F-bombs all over the place and the earth shaking because I yelled so loudly, you know, I just had to suck it up and redo it all over again, right? And throughout the whole thing, I'm probably wondering, did I say that? No, that was the one that didn't work. Or did I just say that 5 minutes ago? Whatever. I have to do whatever it takes because my standard isn't I'm a hard worker. The standard that I have for myself isn't that I have good intentions, all right? That I'm a good person who wants to help other people. That I have the belief that you should follow through. And I preach the belief that I say it. And I know that I have to follow through. The bottom line is, do you just shut the hell up, suck it up, whip into some more powerful physiology in your body, clear your mind, shake your head, and do it all over again. That's what's important. Do you do or you don't do? Don't take any comfort and don't fall for the short-term gratification, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that, you know, you're a hard worker. Do not do it. It's what you do and don't do. When that can click at the highest level, I am telling you, your life will change. You will take on all this power, this creativity, this flexibility, emotional, physical flexibility. You'll become smarter. You'll apply knowledge at a higher level. You'll just change everything, right? When you change, you raise your standards. And I just believe that was a trap in those that I fell into and earlier in my life in many situations. And something I have to battle right now, that the good person, my effort, my intentions don't matter. That's not a standard to live by. That's nice, but that's not the standard to live by. When you do that, everything will change. And the reason why I put that as number one is you'll apply all these life lessons because they'll become so important to you that you don't just know them, you fall through with everything I've talked about with my top 10 life lessons, whatever it was. I can make a case for making all 10 of these number one if I wanted to. Right? They're all important, right? But if you don't put that importance that you actually have to not just know these things, say these things, feel good when you talk about these things, but you actually have to actually produce results. You, the person, I, Skip LaCour, I define myself by what I've actually done and what I haven't done. Not what I know, not my potential, not what I say in a podcast, not my good thoughts, not my good intentions, not that I've got strong beliefs in a certain area. You either do it or you don't do it. You're either a good husband because you follow through, you provide for your family, those, however you define it, right? It's just interesting, you know, talking about that is, you know, I talked to many over the course of my life, many people who have had boyfriends or girlfriends, husbands or wives, man and woman, who do these horrible, and I'll define them, that's my belief, these inappropriate relationships, right? Stretching a little, whatever, but they still define themselves as a good husband, a good wife, a good girlfriend, okay, a good boyfriend. And they certainly don't want what they've done to other people, what they're doing. They don't want their significant other, their husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend to do to them, but they still, because of what I'm talking about, they still label themselves as a good boyfriend, a good girlfriend, a good husband, a good wife, right? Because they have good intentions, thoughts, beliefs, and potential, or whatever. They know what to say. They know what's right and wrong. But they don't do it. But they still label themselves as a good mate. See, that's an example of what I'm talking about. Right now, look, I'm not Mr. Judgmental. I understand, you know, people in life, and we all go through our challenges, and nobody's perfect, and people make mistakes. Right? You know, people talk about lying. You know, everybody lies. Everybody lies to some extent, some more extreme than others, some more often than others, but everybody lies. I'll tell you a little life lesson that I can throw in with all these life lessons is, you know, if you catch somebody lying, that shouldn't be make it or break it, good person, bad person, someone I can trust, someone I can't trust. Just remember that, especially if you have some of these trust issues that I'm talking about. Lying should not be the determining factor because everybody lies. You lie, and if you don't think you lie, you're lying to yourself right now, right? Everybody lies. Don't make if they lie or they don't lie the determining factor. What you need to do is think about, step into their life and their thoughts and their experience. And why are they lying? Why are they lying? That should be the test to know if you should continue in the relationship or trust them. Why they're lying. You know, some people are just totally embarrassed. That's why they lie about something that they've done. So, you know, that isn't the truth. Is it a big thing? It's a little thing. They're just totally embarrassed. Or The thought of it causes so much pain. You don't know their journey, so much emotional pain that's how they just deal with it. It has nothing to do with you. Nothing at all. They weren't trying to deceive you because they want to get something over on you. It had everything to do with them and their experience, right? Maybe it's something that they're ashamed of, that they know is wrong and they've already made the corrections to it. They don't want you to think poorly of them, right? Whatever, there's different levels of lying, and you should need to know the reason behind it. Don't make it black or white where the person lies or don't. They don't lie, right? Life is made up of all the subtleties. And as you go through life, the more you can, you know, understand these things, and especially when it comes to dealing with other people, the better life is going to be. You know, there are some things that, you know, if you're lied to about, you can step aside. It doesn't really affect our relationship. I can certainly see why they're lying. You know, I wish I had more connection where they can feel comfortable enough to tell me this painful thing that they're ashamed of or whatever, because it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me, really. But maybe I haven't developed that level of rapport and comfort. Maybe this is such a pain for them in their heart and their soul that maybe that'll come out later. But you don't just throw them out, baby out with the bathwater. It really depends on the lie, right? So anyway, too many people really define themselves by this opinion of themselves. They're lying to themselves, basically. They're stands for themselves. They're too low. You know? Again, you know, the best things in life, if you want to become that 1 out of 10, you know, it's a challenge, it's a puzzle, it's a journey. As I've been so open, I'm going through it myself. I continually go through it, no matter what it seems like I have or have not accomplished. What I know or what I say, I'm constantly striving for higher and higher levels. And, I got to have that high standard on myself, and so do you. It's actually what you do and what you don't do. All right? So that's my best life lesson number one. You can see how with that type of standard, right, it's not your intentions, thoughts, beliefs, potential, or what you say or know that define you. It's what you actually do and don't do. When you have that standard for yourself, when you, in the way you play the game of life, that's the standard you live by. Those are the rules that you live by. All these lessons, they'll take on a new meaning. You'll apply them at a higher level. You have more tenacity and determination to actually apply them to your life and actually execute them so you can get the results. Really get the results rather than, hey, that's a cool story that Skip said. Yeah, I agree with that. I kind of agree with that. Life is a continual learning process, right? Just reminds me of I posted something on my Facebook page, the free ebook, an introduction to the Manformation program. And I called it Disarming the Alpha Male for a reason, a provocative title that would create interest. So you would even download the ebook and see the information I have to provide. All right. If you don't have that, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I'll make sure that I get that to you. Right. And so there's, you know, some young kid, kind of clicked the link and I kind of saw, definitely, I don't know, 21 or so. He goes, why would you want to disarm the alpha male? And I said, you know, that's really not what it is. You may want to click the link and read what the ebook's all about. And he goes, well, I want to remain an alpha male, right? You know, there's a lot of things I could say just about that statement, but I just said, well, you know, it's not about disarming you or lowering your status as an alpha male. You might want to click the link and learn more about it. And he took it one step further, all this energy again. He said, cool. Well, I like reading about things even if I don't agree with them. Hey, don't do yourself any favors. Don't do me any favors, you know, if you're going to go into things with that attitude, right? And it's just a constant learning process. You have to be open-minded if you really want to achieve at the highest level. Everything that you say, do, you think has led you to this level in life, right? And it may get you to that higher level with enough persistence. I don't know. I don't know about your situation. The chances are great, though, it's going to take a whole new level of thinking and understanding and insights and execution to get to that level that you really want to go. And I know that's my journey, too. So, you know, that ends the top life lessons. I'll tell you something. Before I, sign up for this Morning Connection podcast, our 100 days together, man, I learned a lot about myself, doing this. One is that, when you're doing this podcast, first of all, it was a lot. I thought I was going to be doing this like for 10 minutes, 10 minutes a day. And that was production time and uploading it to the internet and the graphics, right? As you can see, I spend at least an hour a day over the last 100 days doing this. I've logged in at least 60 hours of me communicating, sharing my life experiences. Well, lesson number one, hell, can't believe that if you had told me at the beginning, what are you going to talk about for 60 hours? I don't know what I would have talked about, right? So that's something that I learned by pushing myself. That thing is, stepping up, making the commitment, saying I'll do it, right? You find out that no matter what's going on, you can manage your time. And I want to take that with me with everything that I do. I want to do the same type of focus so I actually, finish my book that I'm very proud of that I've been creating. But I can't be proud of it. Remember, I got to actually do it, right? And that's Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. This same type of focus that I put into this, all these hours that we stack together, and it's all because I stepped up, I committed, and then I live by the standard, I will not let you down. I prophesized to the world of who I am and what I'm about, and it made me stay consistent with it. The thing is that the hours stack up. Doing this has, it's at least 110 hours that I've spent on this project, these Morning Connection podcasts. And what can I apply that to other areas of my life that I want to master? Time goes by quickly, just a little bit, every single day, And as I look back on these podcasts, right, something that I couldn't see at the beginning is little by little, especially this top 10 list, I thought I can look back and be proud of it. One thing I've learned from life is when I can step back and be proud of something, like right when it's done, and I feel really good about it. This is something that's true of me and my standards, is if I can feel good about it within an hour or a couple days or a couple weeks from after I'm completing it, I know that when I look back a couple of years from now, I am going to be so freaking impressed. That's my, with what I've done, with the amount of work, focus, effort, my level of knowledge that I applied, my presentation, right? I've done that so many times. I'll look back on certain, books or articles that I've read, and I'm thinking to myself that I wrote years ago, and I go, wow, I wrote that? Holy shit. Man, I must have been quite a state of power when I wrote this. This is freaking awesome. 5 years later, I have this greater appreciation. So my little measurement is if I feel good right after it, and it's something that I know I'm going to be really proud of. And as I look back over these Morning Connection podcasts, I feel that way. And so I really want you to take advantage. If you're just coming into listening to these Morning Connection podcasts now, I want you to go back and go over all these, listen to these. And if you have listened to all 100, go back and listen to them again. Many of you will listen to one of these podcasts for the first time, maybe 2 years, after they were posted, because they'll be on the internet like forever. And it's just, just something I learned by putting myself in this position. Also, some things about it that I've learned is that, many times throughout this whole journey, I said, man, is this the highest and best use of my time? Is it being listened to? Is it impacting my Mass Machine Nutrition sales or my information product sales? That's the purpose of this, right? It's not just I do it because I feel good. It's not just because I want you to win. I want to create a win-win situation. Many times throughout the last 100 days, my wife can attest to that. I said, man, a lot of energy goes into this. That sucks up my energy for the rest of the workday. For the last 100 days, for the last 3 months, I had to question myself, do I keep on keeping on? Is this one of those things that has lag time that well past the 100 days, I'm going to see the fruits of my labor? All right? Or was it just a bad decision that I have to learn from? Maybe there are better ways to get the results and build your business. I'll tell you this, I track numbers. I'll tell you, through these last 100 days, I haven't had a big increase in any of my numbers, right? And actually, in some cases, I track how many posts that I do, how many views on bodybuilding.com. You know, for the last 3 weeks, and every week I'll post this on the bodybuilding.com message board, right? Now that's a bodybuilding and training site. We don't necessarily talk about bodybuilding and training, right? But I'll post this on that site. Do you know for the last 3 weeks it's had the least amount of views? And I've been tracking it for 2 years now. So in 2 years, the last 3 weeks have been the least amount of views. Now someone can say, oh, well, it could be the season, it could be that. No. So in a couple of years, I've seen the seasons. So I've had to sit back and do gut checks. You guys haven't seen this over these 100 days. Look, is what I'm putting so much effort in, not only taking time, energy, and effort from my big goals, the purpose of even doing it, I'm going backwards here. Man, there's been a lot to learn throughout that process. Do I stop? Do I abort because it's not working? Is it too soon? Right? That's why it's been important. You know, those of you who have sent me emails, tell me how it's had an impact on you. Right? And I'm surprised sometimes where the latter part of the podcast, you know, I got some young guy who said he's been listening to it since day one. Right? Because he hasn't been vocal. That's why I had to just say, you know, I know this is good purpose. You know, I'll make everything work. I'll do this and all my other things. There's been a lot of gut check times because the numbers didn't support this amount of effort. But again, it lasts forever on the internet. A lot of lessons about this, you know, just this project of these last, you know, 100 days producing this Morning Connection podcast from you. Man, I learned a whole lot. So, hey, thanks for all of you who have gone on this journey with me, who continue to go on this journey with me. Make sure that you sign up for the Morning Connection podcast email so we keep this connection going in a different format. All right, so sign up for that email list. Again, thank you so much. So many people out there to listen to, spending these 100 days with me. I really appreciate it. I'm flattered by that. Like I said, I wasn't going to let you down. And, you know, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for supporting my information products, Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding training course with Manformation. Thank you so much to my one-on-one coaching students. A couple of students that just happened within the last week or so. It was a direct result from these Morning Connection podcasts. So I really appreciate that type of support. So before we sign off for our last Morning Connection, at least for this time, we'll see what happens as I reevaluate the process. Might see what goes on at the beginning of the year here in a month and a half. Let's go through our daily discipline. So what was that thing yesterday that impressed you? I know what mine is that I completed these 100 podcasts, right? Gave you my passion, my heart, desire. So when I look back on today, this is in the running, right? But what's that thing that you push yourself a little past what you were comfortable with, that you felt you were capable of? You know, it doesn't always have to be something gigantic. What was that thing that really impressed you? And did you know it, that it was in the running right when it was happening? What was that cool moment? Not necessarily an accomplishment or achievement. Just when you sat back and you said, wow, life is good for whatever reason. Maybe things that are in your control, maybe because they weren't in your control. What was that thing? Did you know it right when it was happening that it was in the running for the cool moment? Right? I want you to continue doing those things even without me reminding you. If you know the power, if you've been doing this discipline with me over these last 100 days, right? Start looking for the good, the positive, and it makes that journey, who you're becoming, that much more fulfilling, right? So continue that discipline. And then what's that thing in life that you really, really want? You're picturing it. You can't achieve it until you can really see it in your mind. The more clearly you can see it in your mind, the more real it becomes. Your body will work backwards. Your mind will work backwards. Your thoughts will work backwards from there to make it happen. So spend 3 seconds right now really visualizing, stepping into that picture of what you really, really want in life. All right. So that's going to end podcast number 100, Morning Connection podcast number 100. Well, I usually sign off with, that's our Morning Connection for today, and we'll connect again tomorrow. And we're not going to have a Morning Connection podcast in this format tomorrow. Make sure that you visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, my Twitter at Skip LaCour, my Instagram at Skip LaCour, and make sure that you visit SkipLacour.com. All right. So we'll stay connected. We'll stay connected. Let's make that commitment to keep this going. Have a great day.